For the millions without electricity, battery-powered radio was the only way to get news.
Tengo la tristeza de decir que estoy en presencia de uno de los más grandes desastres que he visto en la historia de la Ciudad de México desde que nací en ella.
The grief of an entire city found a voice.
Estoy mirando hacia el sur, la avenida San Juan de Letrán, y es el aspecto de un desastre, como si hubiera caído una bomba.
While one man chronicled the disaster, another struggles to survive it.
Lo recuerdo muy bien, mira. Esto...
I remember it very well. This hit that corner from over there. It destroyed all that level. It destroyed all the floors.
Rompió los pisos y yo me caí.
And I fell. I fell over here. Here. I stood here, buried under rubble.
Junto con todo el rubble, ¿no?
Pedro Ferriz de Con lived to become the most popular radio host in the nation. But in 1985, he was just another victim of bad engineering.
I believe many of the buildings that collapsed did so because of corruption. In this country, there were regulations for construction. It's true, the authorities monitor the plans, but the materials used were not up to the proper standards. Fewer materials were used, less steel was used, a lower quality of concrete was used. The result was, many buildings that from my point of view were not supposed to fall, actually did.
Even the most important buildings weren't constructed to withstand the shock waves.
A few blocks over there, there's the National Hospital of Mexico. It fell. Hospitals, churches, stadiums, and public spaces should be built differently. They can't collapse. Well, it fell completely.